like, let's say they have a son that should be a Ben Sarah Mara, like first two Edom came, and they gave him Malkus, and then another two Edom came, and he's supposed to be killed, but the Pesach says, for Toshubai, the parents have to bring him to Besdin. They have to still want to do it. Let's say they're Michael, they retract from what they're doing, so we do not kill the Ben Sarah Mara. That's called Ben Sarah Mara, Shiratsu Avivimar Limchalai, Mechlenlai. Zakin, what's going to be a Zakin Mamrei? Shiratsu Bezdin Limchalai, Mechlenlai. Then also, even though there was a Zakin that argued against the Bezna Gadol, so the person's Chayiv Misa, still they held that if the Bezdin wants to be Mechel and not kill him, they have a right to be Mechel, they can retract, be Mechel on the Kvedai, and they will not kill the person. However, Gushabasi, when I came, Meitzah Chaveri Shabadar, when I came to Chachamim on the south, Al Shneim Haidali, on two of these halachas they agreed to me, but Al Zakim Mamre Haidali, but on the Zakim Mamre, once a person is Chaylik and Paskins and goes in Zmar Alacham, Shalai Ka Sanhedrin Agdela, he has to be killed. And what's the reason? Kadesh La Yerbu Machlekis Be Israel. We do not want to have any Machlekis in Be Israel. So Tiyufta, here it's Akasha. Here you see clearly that the reason why we kill out the Zakim Mamre is there shouldn't be a Machlekis. So here is the proof, not like the Tanakama, that Afilu, even though the Zakim Mamre says, Mipi Ashmua, I heard this over from my Rebbe, and they answered back, this Sanhedrin Agdola says back, no, Kachu Bienenu, this is the way we feel is the right shot. Still, if he argues he's going to be Marba Machlekes be Israel, this is the main reason why we have a Zakin Mamre killed, in order that there should not be Machlekes in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, no matter how he argues, whether it's Minasvara, whether it's a Kabbalah, and no matter how they answer back, anytime he's arguing against the Sanhedrin Agdolah, for that he's Chayiv Misa. So that's a Tiyufta on the Tanakam that said with certain Tanoim how he has to argue. The Abin Mar says, Tanya will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Mes Metchila Loi Hoyomar B'Machlekes B'Yisrael. At the beginning, really, there was no Machlekes in Klal Yisrael. There was no Machlekes. Everything was clear. El Abez Din Shal Shivim V'Yechud Yeshvim B'Lishchus Agazel. Since we had the Bezna Godel and Lishchus Agazel, and like the Mishnah says, Ushnei Bati Dinim Shal Esru Mishloisha, there were two other Bezdins of 23. Echad Yeshiva Pesach Harabayis, one stood by the Pesach Harabayis, the Echad Yeshiva Pesach Azara, by the entrance to the Azara. The Sharbat of Edom, all the other Bezdins, Shel Esom Mishloisha of 23, Yeshvim Bechol Ayeros Yisrael, every single city in Eretz Yisrael, and Yisrael, had their own Bezdin. Now, Hutzra Chadover, if anybody had a question what the Alacha is, Hutzra Chadover Lishol, Shoyle Mi Bezdin Shebiran. The first thing is the person will go to the Bezdin in his city and will find out clear what the Alacha is. There's no Machlokes. They will tell you clear what the Alacha is. In Shomu, if they know the Alacha, they will tell you. Lehen. V'yim Lav, let's say they do not know the answer. Then, Boyin Lezeh Shasamach Liran. They will go to the next Bezdin that's near their city. In Shomu, they would know very good Emel, and they would tell them. V'yim Lav, if they do not know, Boyin Lezeh Shal Pesach Arabayis. And then they will go up to the Bezdin of 23 by the Pesach, the entrance of Arabayis. Im Shomu, if they heard the Alacha Omer, they would tell them. V'im Lav, if they did not hear, Boyin Lezeh Shal Pesach Hazara, they will come to the second Bezdin of Pesach Hazara. V'im Lav, they would say, listen, Kach Dorash Tev, Kach Dorash Yechad Eiroi. This is the way I hold, this is the way they hold. Kach Lamar Tev, Kach Lomdu Chad Eiroi. Im Shomu, if they heard, if they know the Alacha Omer, they would tell them. V'im Lav, if they did not know it, they're still in Mashayla what the Alacha is. Eilu V'yelu Boyin Lishchus HaGozels. They would both come to Lishchus HaGozels. Sheshom from there, Yoishvin mitomid shoshacher atomid shoben abayim. The Bezna God lowly sat every day from the tomid shoshachers until the tomid shoben abayim. Uvishabosos of Yoim Toivim, Yoishvin b'chayil. They did not sit in the regular place. It should not look to the Bezdin, but they sat outside in the chayil, another place in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Nishalo Shalom of Nain, they asked the question in front of them. Im Shalom of the Ilmu, there's a Pasha Allah, Armor, they would tell them clearly, Armor them. V'yim Lav, if they did not know me, there's a Shaila in the Sanhedrin Agdol itself. They themselves had doubts what the Lacher is. Some held this way, some held that way. So then, Oyim Dom Lominion, they would give it a minion, they would count, they would take a vote. Rabbu Atimeim Timu, If the majority of them said the lechur that this is tamei, they would say it's tamei. Rabba on Italian tiru, they would say it's Torah. So kolperim, there was always an answer from the Sanhedrin Agdola. There was never a question, never machlekes. He always knew a clear cut what the lechur was. But Misharabu Tamidi Sham and Hillel, when it came that there was a lot of Tamidim from Sham and Hillel, Shloshim Shokot Zorchem, they did not hear clearly what the Rebbe had to say, that they heard differently. That's when Machlekes started. Rabu Machlekes B'Yisrael, that's when the started Machlekes Sin. He says, this is what my Rebbe said, he said, this is what my Rebbe said. Each town was heard differently, and that's when Machlekes started. Venasis Torah Kishtei Torahs. It came out like two Torahs. And Mishon from there, Kais, when they sent out the Shochan, they sent Levis, wrote down and sent out Bechol Mekoimus, that Kol Mi Shul Chochom, whoever is a Chochom, Veshofa Berech, and a humble person, Vedas Adrius, Nechemen, or people like him, Yei Dain Biroi, he should be fit to be dying in this city. That they tried to stop the Machlekes as much as possible. Mishom, from the dying in your city, Malu Nois Larabayis, they would bring him up to Larabayis. And Mishom Liazor, Mishom Lishka Sagosis. That's the way they chose the Sanhedrin Agdorla. That first you were appointed to be a dayan in your city, and then you work yourself up further until you finally got to the you received position to be in the Sanhedrin Agdorla by Lishka Sagosis. Shochum Itom, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Ezel ben Olam Habo, who's considered a person that will be for sure Zeichet to be in Olam Habo? And Vason, he's a humble person. Hushva Berach, he like humbles himself, lowers himself. Shayif Ayil, he bends down when he walks in. Shayif Nofak, he bends down when he leaves. Fagoras Birais at the Dira, he's always learning Torah. Fle Machsik Tubusla Nafshe, he doesn't take any compliments for himself. So such a person is a Ben Olam Haba. Yoivel Bei Rabbanan an Inayin, the Rabbanan put their eyes, but Rav Ula Bar Abba. Rav Ula Bar Abba, he'd be the one to be, he fits this description to be a Ben Olam Haba. Then the Mishnah said, Chazali Rav Shana, the Zakan Mamre, after he went up to the Har Talishchaz Gozis, now he comes back to a city and he still teaches. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mechayev Ad Sheyase Koyrosai. He's only Chayev if he does the way he paskin. Oi, or else, Sheyar Lachem will paskin to other people. The Yase Koyrosai will do like his own Hiro. So it depends. Bishlei Meyar Lachem, if he teaches to others, the Yase Koyrosai, and they do according to his Pesach, it's good. At the beginning he was not Chayv Misa, because he himself did not do the Avera. He only taught it to other people. But for Ashton, now that he comes back after he went up to the Sanhedrin Agdola, and still he passed this to other people, Bar Kotlu, now he's Chayv Misa, he's called the Zakim Amri. So according to this is good what the Chiddush of Zakim Amri is. Ella, but you want to tell me, Shiyase Karosa, that he does, he himself does the Avera, if so, what's the Chiddush? Mikora Nami Bar Kotlu, the beginning also is Chayv Misa, for his Haro. So, I mean, that was where he did it, he did the Mais Avera. So he's chayiv misa before. What's the chiddush of Zakim Amri? So what time the chayichah darim b'chelav adam? He was only shalom before he passed. Can that chelav is muta adam is muta niyedit? So he's only chayiv chorus. Timikor alav bakotlu. He wasn't a misa's bezdin. He was only chayiv chorus. Vashto bakotlu. But now that he's a Zakim Amri, he's chayiv misa. It's called the chiddush. Before he paskin, that a certain chayv misa bezdin is muta, and he did that action. If so, mikora nami bakotlu, he's chayv misa for the avera he did. Tzmura says no. Mikora boy asro. Before, if he did the avera, is only chayv misa if he does asro. But hashtole boy asro. Now he does not need asro. Now that he's a zokin mamrei, if he does the avera that he paskin, he'll be chayv misa for it. So that's the chiddush of Zakim Amri. But the more still by Nasis, what's going to be if he did not vary, he spoke, he made other people worship Avodah Zarah? To Loiboy Yisrael, he doesn't need Asura to be Chayiv Misa. Michael Mayim, what's the chiddush? Teaches chiddush is like this. Mikori Yomataimo Mikabinim Inay. If before he was a Zakim Amri, if he'll give us an excuse why he did it, we would listen to him. But Hashtun now is a Zakim Amri. Yomataimo, if he says the reason why he did it, we don't accept from him. He's called the Zakim Amri, he'll be Chayiv Misa for this. Rashi says, "Yoma Taima Lishusai LeYatzua to save him." We don't listen to him, and since he's a Zakim Mamrei, for this alone is Chayiv Misa. All right, turn over. Now the Mishnah says, "Choymer midivrei seifrim midivrei Torah." That sometimes divrei seifrim, that means things that are in the Torah, just doesn't say it clearly. You need the chachamim to come and darshan the Torah. That's called divrei seifrim. Things that the seifrim, the chachamim darshan the Torah for us. That's no chomer. That's no strict midivrei Torah. Then things that say clearly in the Torah itself. In other words, choymer. If the Zokin Marmer goes home and says, ain't tefillin, there's no mitzvah tefillin, could they lav or divrei Torah, just to go against what the Torah says, so he's potter from Isa. That's not considered a high rule. Like everybody knows, look in the Torah, it says to wear tefillin. So if he goes against what says clearly in the Torah, that's not considered a high rule, it didn't pass him anything, therefore he's potter from Isa. But let's say he tells everybody, put on chomesh tretofos, make five batim to the tefillin. We know tefillin shorosh only has four batim, four different parts to it. He says you should make five. Lohist about divrei seifrim, he wants to make more than what the chomim told us. There's a chomim darshan the Torah with tretofos. Tat fois means two and two means four. We darshan the Torah wants you to have four batim on the shorosh. And if the zaken manu comes and passes those people to make it five, that's because it's being hoisted, if it's adding al divrei seifrim al chomim darshan the Torah, then chayiv, for that he's chayiv misa. That this Mishnah sometimes is the chomim mi divrei seifrim, yaisa mi divrei Torah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Ishiya, Ein Rechayev Elo Adove Shikri Medivrei Torah, Ezok and Mamre is only Chayev Misa if he argues on something, that the Iker, the main thing of it, is Midiraisa. But to Pirusha Medivrei Sofim, the Rabbanim have to come and explain it to us like the Darshan, the Torah, to teach us how it is, like in the Mishnah. That tefillin needs four batim, tefillin shorosh, needs four different parts to it, four batim, four different departments to put each one of the parshas into it, that it doesn't say clearly in the Torah. That's only a drushas chazal. So that's called ikka medivra, Torah purusha medivra seifrim. V'yesh ben hoisif, and we could add on to what it says, like the Mishnah, instead of making four batim, he made five batim, and v'yim hoisif gereya, and by him adding on the extra one, he passes the tefillin. If so, that's a case of a Zaken Mamre. So Moses says, V'yein lon, we only have the tefillin. We only have the mitzvah of tefillin, like it says in our Mishnah. And Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, the Ram Rabbi Ishi, the Rabbi Ishi says, is Moses according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Aliyah that he says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita was, Ad Yika Torah V'yarucha. It has to be something that's Midiraisa, and V'yarucha that the Chum explained to us. So that's what it means according that Rabbi Lot is saying, according to Rabbi Ishi, that Rabbi Ishi is saying his pshat now, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. For the Gemara, why? V'ikra lulav, there's a mitzvah of lulav in the Torah. On Sukkot, you have to take a lulav. The ikra medivra Torah, the ikra of mitzvah lulav, is midiraisa. And the perushim medivra seifrim, the Rabbanan gave perushim, the Rabbanan gave halachis, how to make the lulav. So lulav should also be a zaken mamre. And v'yesh b'loisif, if he adds on to the mitzvah lulav, and v'moisif, if he adds on gereya, he passes the lulav. So we'd have the same case of Zokin Mamre by Lulav also. So more says like this. My the Lulav my Svilah. No, what do we hold by Mitzvah Lulav? Is Svilah if we hold the Lulav Ein Tzorach Agad, then we know. By the Mitzvah Lulav there are four meaning. We have the Lulav, the Adasim, the Arabis and the Esrig. So if you hold the Lulav, the three meaning, the Lulav, the Adasim and the Arabis, do not need Agad, do not have to be tied together. If so, hold the Chudikoi, val the Chudikoi. Even if you need on to put on a fourth min there, which you'll say you have to have Adasim, Arovis, and let's say a rose. You'll say you have to put another type of a min into the roof. But since the old Ein Tzorach Agad, you do not have to tie them up. If so, then, hai l'chudikoi, val l'chudikoi, each one is separately, and therefore you're not being a gerer of the mitzvah. So it's not called like Bal Tosif. Therefore, the mitzvah, you still be mekayim the mitzvah as long as you have your lulav, hadasim, and arovis, even though you put other things there also. And these three, that if you tell me, we hold, that the Tzorach HaGad know that you have to tie it up, you have to tie the three meaning together. If so, kuru of the yaimatu, you're ruining it right away. Rashi dimitchilosai, layosa kaigin, you didn't do the right way. Sh'ogid shom toisefus mitzvah. That you right away wrapped it around with a fourth min, and that right away passed, you did not do the mitzvah sagad. Rashi's banan bimu we need kareyim is the hashter shoyim is chilasa kosher on postle b'tosasei. We need a case that at the beginning, like the tefillin was kosher, they had four batim, and he came along and added on that you need a fifth bias. So it has to be a mitzvah that first it was kosher, and because of it, Rashi now it became possible. But by lulav of the manashach, if you hold you need sarach agad and you wrap it around with a different min, so that's pesul mikora. You never had the mitzvah lulav. So that's not a case of a zakein mamri. For the yomar of ikat tzitzis, we have the mitzvah tzitzis. The ikra medivrei terma, the ikra of tzitzis is medivraisa, on pirusha medivrei seifim, and the rabban and darshan, how many strings you need for tzitzis. And the yesh beloist, if you could add on to the chutim of tzitzis, and the imhoist of gereya, if you add on, you pass over tzitzis. Like we darshan gedilim, gedil gedilim, it means you have to have four strings. And if you add on to the four strings, you're passing. So Mor says, no. My sphere, what do we hold? Is sphere, lom de kesher, el yen, lav de yoraisam. If you hold at the top knot, you have to make, when you tie your tzitzis, is lav de yoraisam. If so, then I'm lechudikoi, va lechudikoi. Each string is like separate. It doesn't have to be tied on. So therefore, even though you add on another string, you do not pass on the first four strings. The first four strings will be kosher. And if you tell me we hold the Keshu Elyon, love.